Good morning. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona.
Hello, this is Lucinda Simsek calling back.
Thank you for calling back. Yes.
Did a little research as what I could. It does not allow me to, I can still see their service notes for whatever bizarre reason, and I can see their plans, their 24-25 plans, but I cannot see his 25-26 plan. So his supports coordinator at Patient Care Coordination is still Miranda Greeny. She is the one that is entering the notes, according to Hyksos.
Wow.
She entered a note on the 9th of January saying service coordinator verified eligibility and promise, Vincent is eligible and assigned to Act 150 waiver program.
If you look at promise, you'll see Keystone First activated 116.
So that's all I can say. I mean, I can give you patient care coordination's main number because I don't have their direct number. And like I said, the supports coordinator is still the one that he had here when he transferred. I know that she has some notes that he's looking for a new agency.
Yeah, he's mad at us because we didn't increase his hours. That's the latest. He thinks he's getting an increase of hours, and all the SCs are telling him no. And he's demanding it from us because he has a doctor's note that he needs more. He's mad. He's through withholding services.
Yeah. I've spoken to Mr. Payne numerous times.
Yes, we've all been there.
Yeah. I say sometimes his last name is very fitting.
Yeah.
Miranda would have more information as to exactly what is going on with him. We did transfer. He was transferred to them on September 10th.
9/10. All right. At least I have a starting point.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care.